The Importers and Exporters Association has kicked against the introduction of the Ghana Standards Authority Certificate of Conformity, which takes effect from the 1st of next month. According to the association, the Certificate of Conformity, COC, is a duplication of duty, since the Food and Drugs Authority already has a similar oversight responsibility on conformity. Speaking to Radio Ghana Intema, the Executive Secretary of the Association, Samson Asaki, said the Ghana Standards Authority is only devising ways to impose fees on importers and exporters to deepen their frustrations at the port.
When we came, truly, the importers made us be aware that in a putting on record, that the job that the Ghana Standards Authority is going to do for importation of goods into this country is going to be a duplication of rules, in the sense that Food and Drugs Authority has taken $30,000 from importers to send their staff to go to those various countries that they are imported from, most of the major companies, I must say, who import food vessels or goods into this country. They pay $20,000 to them to enable Food and Drugs Board staff to travel there and to conduct what we call factory auditing, examination, testing of goods, sampling and everything. At the same time, before you even travel to these countries, you have to bring samples to the Food and Drugs Authority. At the registration level, when you bring your sample first, you have to do what we call registration. Some of them are even paying up to $1,500 to $2,000 and even more just to register a product.
That was the Executive Secretary of the Importers and Exporters Association, Samson Asaki.